Malachim Beis Perikov Gimel Pasuk Tes Zayin. So speaking of Yeravam ben Nevat and his Mizbeach and Beis El that had been split by the Lord in the thunderous crack, and speaking of human bones that Yoshiyahu was using to be metame all of these sites of the Asherim and the Matzevos, we have a story here that harkens back to the very beginning of Sefer Malachim, back in Malachim Aleph, Perik Yud Gimel. So here, by Yifen Yoshiyahu, so Yoshiyahu turned at this point, and Vayar Es HaKivarim Asher Shom Bahar, and he saw the graves that were there on the mountain, by where the Mizbeach had been placed. Vayishlach Vayikaches Ho'atzomos Min HaKivarim, and he sent and took the bones from those graves that were by the Mizbeach, by Yisrof al HaMizbeach, by Yitame'ehu, and burned these human bones on the altar, and defiled it. Kidvar Hashem Ashakara Ishu Elohim. And this was the fulfillment of a nevuah that had been uttered some 300 years earlier, where he had said, in the name of the man of God being Ido HaRoeh, that we saw back in Malachim Aleph Perek Yud Gimel, Ashakara Sadvarim Oela, who had proclaimed these things. What things had he proclaimed, I hear you ask? Well, back to Malachim Aleph Perek Yud Gimel we go. B'nei Eshuel Elohim Bami Yehuda B'dvar Hashem El Beis El. A man of God came from Yehuda to Beis El. We're back in Malachim Aleph. And the Yeravam Omed Al Mizbech L'Hakdir. Yeravam was standing on the altar to burn incense with his hands sticking out to drop the powder that is going to create incense on his new Mizbeach, as part of his insistence that anybody can be a Kohen. If you remember, he took people from among the Am, and not the good people from among the Hamon either, to be his priests of his altar, and standing in the place of Aaron HaKohen, and there's a whole arichos about that, that Yeravam ben Nevat pointed out that Aaron HaKohen created the golden calf out of the fire when he threw all the gold in. He too was a creator of a golden calf. And he pointed out that Aaron HaKohen became Kohen Gadol to God subsequent to creating the golden calf. So clearly he had been not only forgiven, but the golden calf was a good thing to make, Chas V'Shalom, was Yeravam's argument to the people. Very sophisticated. So now he's standing in the place of Aaron HaKohen. But instead, this time, God sends Ido, Vayikral HaMizbeach B'dvar Hashem, Vayomer Mizbeach Mizbeach. So Ido called out to the altar by the word of Hashem telling him to do so, and he said, Mizbeach, Mizbeach, to show that his prophecy went on the Mizbeach and Beis El as well as the one in Dan. Ko amar Hashem, hinei vein nolad leveis David. Behold, God says, a son is born to the house of David, Yoshiyahu Shemo. And you can't make this stuff up, except if you're a Bible critic who claims all kinds of false, terrible things about Nevuah. Because here, the Navi is specifically mentioning Yoshiyahu by name. Back in Malachim, Perek Yud Gimel, V'zavach Alecho es Kohanei Abamos HaMekatrim Alecho. And he said to this altar that Yoshiyahu is going to slaughter upon you the priests of the altars, who are bringing incense upon you. And the bones of human beings, he will burn upon you. So who are the bones of the human beings that are being burned? Here is Yoshiyahu exhuming the graves of the Odei Avodah Zarah, of these very priests that Yeravam ben Nevat had appointed. And he's burning their bones on the very Mizbeach that Hashem had prophesied through Ido was exactly what was going to happen. So, according to some, the bones that Yoshiyahu is burning are all of the generations of Odei Avodah Zarah who had sacrificed on it, and perhaps even including the bones of Yeravam himself. Ido had mentioned Yeravam by name, but nevertheless, as a king, Ido showed respect to him. But he made it clear, no one who served on these altars, on these Mizbechos, would escape punishment. And here is Yoshiyahu now living the punishment, and then Ido said that day, behold, Hashem is going to split the altar, and then he did, and Yeravam's hand withered when he stretched it out against the Navi. All of this happened exactly as prophesied, and now here we are in Malachim Beis Perek Chav Gimel, telling the actual story. Yudzayin Vayomer Mahatziyun Haloz. But then, standing there, by these graves of all of these Kohanim, where Ido had said what would happen exactly is what happened, but what is that marker I see, he said, peeking out from where these graves had been? So, Vayomrei Lav Anshei Ha'ir. So the people of the city said to him, because it had been memorialized over many generations and 300 years, and all the local folk wisdom had it down, Hakever Ish Elokim Asher Bom Yehuda. That is the grave of the man of God who had come from Yehuda by Yikroas Hadvarim Ho'ela Asher Asisa. And he had prophesied and proclaimed these things that you just did Al HaMizbeach Beisel, on the Mizbeach Beisel. And so for that, again, we turn back to Malachim Yud Gimel, Malachim Aleph, and we see the tragic story of Ido Hanavi, that the altar is split, Ido davens on behalf of the king, and his hand is restored, despite the fact that Yeravam didn't deserve to be forgiven. And Yeravam said to Ido, come home with me and eat a meal, and I'll give you a gift, as Yeravam tried to put himself back in God's favor. But the Ish Elokim said, I'm sorry, even if you gave me al chatzi beisecha, even if you gave me up until half your house, I'm not going to eat. Because Hashem had commanded me, don't eat bread, don't drink water, and don't go back by the same road which you used to come. If you remember this story, he went back by a different road, but he was met by an old prophet, Navi Echad Zakein, on the road, who was, according to many, a false prophet. Some say it was Amatzia, the Kohen, the priest of Beis El. Some say it was Micha. Others say it's not anybody in particular. But he was a Zakein false Navi at the beginning, who later, if you remember the story, became a true Navi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said a Nevuah through him. And this false Navi, this Navi HaSheker, intended to mislead Ido, who was faithful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so, he lied to Ido. Ido said, I can't go eat. And this false Navi said, I am also a prophet, and a Malach spoke to me, and said, bring him back to your house and give him bread and water to eat. And not only that, said he will eat that bread and water. And so, Ido was misled, went back and sat down. Of course, Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Mishomin, Ido was going to be held liable for this. And as a result, when he did leave the house, after he ate, after he drank, we learned back in Perek Yud Gimel, the donkey was saddled and a lion, Vayimtzaehu Aryeh Baderech Vayimisehu, a lion found him on the road and killed him, Batid Nidlaso Mushlechas Baderech, and his body was thrown by the side of the road, but not mutilated. So it was at the one time he had made a Chilul Hashem by not fulfilling God's word, but on the other hand, his body was protected, a donkey stood by it, and the Aryeh stood by it, and the donkey and the Aryeh weren't molested by each other and didn't cause any trouble. And the people passing by said it was a great wonder. And the false Navi came out and buried Ido, brought him back, and buried him in the city of his own, of Beis El there. And he put the body in the grave and mourned and said, Lispado Lekavro, he called him my brother. Hoi Achi, he said. So this is what Yoshiyahu HaNavi is now coming upon. This tragedy of both Yeravam as a national tragedy and the Navi Hashem, who did the right thing up to a point, but then was misled. And now there's a marker by his grave.